Ketuvach, everyone, the Mishnah Daf Amud Aleph brings down the Mitzvah Sarava. It says, what would they do? Makam Ha'ilamatim Yerushalayim, there's a place near Yerushalayim, Menikra Maitza, it was called Maitza. And they would go there and they would take the Aravas for the Mitzvah of Arava. So the question is, what's the significance of this city called Maitza? Mishnah goes out of its way to say that that's where they got the Aravas from Maitza. They could have gotten the Aravas from anywhere. Obviously, there's something important about Maitza, some connection to the Aravas, to the Mitzvah of Dal Minim, Lekachtem Lechem. What is the significance of this city of Maitza? And the Gemara gives us a little bit of a clue. The Gemara says that what was Maitza? It was a Makam Kalania, Makam Kalania Hava, which means, Rashi explains, it was a Makam that was Ben Chayin Min Amashal Mach. It was a place where you didn't have to pay any taxes. There were no taxes, it was tax-free, the city of Maitza. That's what was unique about Maitza, and the Gemara even says that that's what the word Maitza means. That's why the Tana calls it Maitza. Maitza means it's Maitza Mikagin the Malka. It's taken out, it's excluded from the taxes of the king. So the question is, again, what is the significance of the fact that Maitza, you don't have to pay taxes, and what does that have to do with the Mitzvah of Lulav and Arava and the Dal Minim? And I think the Hezbollah could be like this. If you look in the Medrash in Parshas Samar, the Medrash goes on the Pasuk, L'kachtam chem b'yom harishon, the famous Drash of Chazal. What does it mean, b'yom harishon? It's a Rishon L'cheshben Avinus. Why is it Rishon L'cheshben Avinus? And the Medrash goes through, it says like this. The Medrash says, when Klai Yisrael comes, we have a lot of Averis. Comes Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Gedolim are Mis'anim. The Gedolim fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is the Makar that we fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And when the Gedolim are Mis'anim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kedosh Baruch Hu is Meichel a third of our Averis. A third of the Averis are Nimchak. Then between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Yechidim people, you know, not everyone, but the Yechidim, the Tzadikim are Misana. And when they are Misana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away another third of our Averis. Comes Yom Kippur, everyone is Misana. Every Yid and Klai Yisrael fasts on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the last third of our Averis, and everything is Nimchal, and we have no Averis at all. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, everyone's busy with their mitzvahs, there's no time to be chayta. And when it comes to Sukkot, b'yom harishon, that's taka the first day a person is able to be chayta, l'kadachem b'yom harishon, rishon l'cheshben avinus, because at that point you're free. You're averus free, you have no averus at all. That's what the Medrash says. But then the Medrash gives a mashal, peldik, a mashal to this Indian, and it says like this, a mashal to a melech, they had a Medina, there was a certain country in this king's kingdom that owed him taxes. They owed taxes to the king. So the king went out to that city, to that country, to collect the taxes. So as he was getting close to the country, he was 10 million away, the Gedolei HaMedina came and they started praising him. And they started praising him, and the Melech says, you know what, I'll be Meichel a third of your taxes. He got closer, then the Beninim came out and started praising him. He said, okay, I'm going to take away, I'll be Meichel another third of the taxes. When he got to the actual Medina, everyone came out, the men, women, and children, and they praised the king. When the king heard that, he says, I'm being Michael everything. You're tax-free. You don't have to pay any taxes at all. And that's the mashal of us being averis-free when we come to the Yom Rishon of Lekachtach and Yom Rishon of Sukkot. So it's a public Azach. Azal referred to us on the first day of Sukkot when we take the Dal Minim, being free from averis. The mashal is being free from taxes you have to pay the king. And being that this idea of being free from averis, Chazal say, is celebrated by the Dal Minim. Dal Minim is in a way the Nitzachon of showing that we're free from averis, and it's part of the Mechaper, it's part of what brings about those that kapar being free from averis. So Mimela, that is symbolized as an Indian being free from taxes. And if all the Dal Minim are Misaya and the Kapara and the celebration of being free from Averis, Kavacherma, the Arava is the one which is the Spitz, which is here to be Mechaper, as we see from the Avod of Hashanah Rabbah. The Arava is the Chavatus Arava, is what we do to get rid of the Averis. And the whole Mahalach of the Arava, when we put it by the Mizbeach, or Mekashatan Mizbeach, and we say Yaifu Lecha Mizbeach, because we appreciate the Kapara of the Mizbeach, we're being Mekashat the Arava to the Kapara of the Averis. And being that all the Dal Minim have to do with the Kapar of Averis and Mefrat Arava, Efshe, for that reason, Chazal Badafka took the Arava from the city of Maitza, which is the city, which is Maitza Mechal HaMelech, where it's free from taxes, which according to Chazal, that's the Nimshal being free from Averis, and that's what we celebrate with the Gavaldik Aveda, the Dal Minim, together with the Arava, and we should be Zaychataka to reach that Mahalach, which Madrega, Lekachem, be free from all of our Averis.